Winter might just be on its way, but investors have been feeling the chill all year. Despite an S&P up over 15%, pessimism and fear runs high. This week, we share some facts to help quell those fears. So I'm not sure I can remember a year where pessimism, fear, skepticism has run as high as it has for this year, despite April's blip aside, what's been a really good year for most risk assets. Even things like fixed income have had a really nice year. As you can see from this chart, still in the fear category on CNN's Fear and Greed Index. It's despite even a positive October. Next week, we'll get a little bit more into the AI bubble fears and why those, again, may be misplaced. But what's, again, driving all of this? A lot of it is political angst continues to run high. That's a phenomenon that in some ways has existed, but from an investing perspective, I feel has been a lot more pronounced the last 5 years. What I think is critical for investors to remember at this time is the old market adage that markets crawl, climb walls of worry. When things feel perfect and great and the skies are all blue, that is when you need to train yourself to get nervous, to see what you might be missing. Right now, with pessimism, investor sentiment, as dire as it is, usually not the type of moment where market tops form. Furthermore, there's a lot of actually positive catalysts coming down the way. As we sit here today, finally the government shutdown is finished for the time being. DC dysfunction, I'm sure, is not. It's always been dysfunctional. Markets have worked their way through that. But what's coming now in 2026 is quite a bit of, again, positivity. From the team at Strategis, they share, you know, the recent tax bill is gonna result in about $250 billion worth of business and consumer tax cuts. That's money that's gonna come into the economy. With this fourth quarter soft patch that we seemingly have been in, again, data's been sparse because of the government shutdown, but most data shows a pretty weak labor market, probably gives the Federal Reserve room to act. A lot of jawboning out of the hawks and the doves on the Fed. We'll see what comes in December, but I think everybody can agree that at least as we head into 2026, more cuts are on the way sooner rather than later. Speaking of labor, we'll get some fresh data out here soon. The chart from JP Morgan shows it's probably a soft patch in October, although again, some anecdotal evidence suggests labor market's holding up okay in this market. Certainly not something that is indicating as of yet a recession. Furthermore, if you look at the CPI measures of rent, if you look at quits, one with respect to housing, the other one with respect to wage inflation, two critical components of inflation, both of those are coming down. And that's really the sweet spot we would need to see for the Federal Reserve to continue on their rate cutting. One is, you know, a labor market that needs to be stimulated, but hopefully, again, not recessionary. And on the other hand, inflationary forces beginning to pull back. You can tell people this, but of course the common refrain is, well, it's got to go down eventually. And we've been talking about this quite a bit in the last few weeks. Yeah, markets go down. Corrections happen. It's okay. It's normal. It's not evidence that anything is broken. Kind of surprised, given the rip that we had off of April's lows, that we haven't had a correction by now. But again, corrections aren't something you try to plan around, other than through diversification, cash flow, some of that live methodology we shared last week. They're not something you should be living in fear of. What you should be focused on, and we'll give the most recent update as we're putting a bow on this earnings season, is corporate earnings. At the end of the day, that's going to tell you where markets are likely headed. What is the current state? What is that direction? And on that front, a lot of positivity. As Goldman Sachs noted, this is the highest frequency of earnings beats since we opened up coming out of COVID. Again, third chart Matt can put up, but it just shows you one, really solid earnings beats and actually a market that's been pretty apathetic to those earnings beats, which should calm some of those valuation concerns. Fundstrat puts it really succinctly. Over 90% of companies were reported, 84% are beating estimates. with an average beat of 6%. So really solid earnings. That, if you need a reason for why the market continues to be stable, if not growing, is the big reason behind that. And a few other solid data points. The largest part of the economy, as you may know, is the service sector. Manufacturing is important. Manufacturing coming back on shore appears to be happening from the analysts we talked to. But for the moment, the service sector is still what drives things. And there, at the end of last week, we got some great news, a pretty big beat compared to estimates, but a reading of 52.4 for October, despite the government shutdown, despite a number of people unfortunately not getting paid in that month, showing growth. Anything over 50 signals growth. So that was a solid sign. Right, again, on top of the tax cuts that we head into, there are a couple other, but three big forces, again, that the team at Strategis called out. One, the tax cuts from the bill. Two, the World Cup. And three, the 250th anniversary of America. And before you dismiss those or chuckle as anecdotes, again, $250 million, the estimate on tax cuts. The World Cup is estimated to have a $17.5 billion impact on GDP. And just in New York and Philadelphia, the estimates on their celebrations impact the economy is $2.85 billion for New York, $1 to $2 billion in Philadelphia. So a lot of things coming. All these things add up. It's only a few years back, people were talking about the impact of Taylor Swift's tour on the US GDP. These little things anecdotally add up. But when you step back, look at the whole picture, a lot of constructive things going on. We'll wrap up by saying this. Investing has its benefits, but one of its drawbacks, if you want to think of it that way, is that there is a fair amount of uncertainty. One of my favorite quotes I wanted to share with you from the author Jeffrey Fries, success comes not from having certainty, but being able to live with uncertainty. I think that's absolutely true when it comes to investors. Go back to last week's commentary, look at that LIVE framework. If you need help walking through applying it to your life, we're here for you at any time. And I'll leave you with one more great quote from James Clear, author of Atomic Habits. Earning more money increases freedom. I think people think if I could just get $1 billion, then it would be great. But the second part of this quote is what we can control, what we can live in, which is spending less than you earn reduces stress. When we talk to people, yeah, they want that freedom, but what they're looking for also is a level of reduction of stress, a little bit more peace in their lives, and that's what proper planning can do. With that, thank you so much for watching, as always.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.